You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Father's Quilt. Every Tuesday and Friday afternoon, we get together here and talk up a storm and learn about Scripture and become hopefully more holy and closer to God through our journey together. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer up a prayer to Saint Joseph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O Saint Joseph at Fatima, you appeared as the head of the Holy Family, and with the child Jesus blessed the world and its inhabitants. As the greatest consoler of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we beseech you to assist us in our devotion to your beloved spouse, especially in our first Saturday reparations, which console our Heavenly Mother. As the faithful Father and protector of Mary and Jesus, we implore your powerful intercession in helping us to restore marriage and family to right order with God. With your spiritual carpenter skills, rebuild our church and guide those who have strayed back to our Eucharistic Lord. Assist us in spreading the message of Our Lady of Fatima and help us to do our part in bringing about the triumph she promised. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, have you ever wondered whether God was opening a door or if something was merely the enemy testing you and even teasing you with a fresh opportunity? Sometimes it's difficult to decipher whether your good idea, as it has been in the past for me, a God idea, a sign from Him. In fact, I'm a believer that some things that are brought our way, they're just merely holy distractions. And though the opportunity may look good on paper, it probably is simply not meant for you at this moment in your life. In my own life, I can attest to wasting years. Oh my goodness, wasting years following summers. I'm just thinking back of how I wasted a couple of good summers locked in a hotel room studying for something that really was realistically not attainable for me. I mean, on paper, yes, but practicality of it all, no. Right, so it was just ridiculous. But anyways, I thought God would be in the midst of. I thought, you know, He would be helping me, but only to learn that it was my own ambition that led me there, not the voice of God. And likewise, there have been times I've missed an open door opportunity due to the fear of my own personal confusion. I wonder how much time was wasted in the midst of pursuing opportunities that God has never signed off on. And without the certainty of each day, it's important to have the discernment to know which path to take so we can make the most of our time here on earth. Our choices will have a direct effect on our lives and the lives of generations to come. And walking through the right doors at the right time is serious business, and it shouldn't be taken lightly, but rather with prayer and wisdom. And through it all, I've learned that there are several pointers and signs that reveal God's will for His children. So One major aspect of discerning an open door is recognizing whether it will line up to Scripture. And quite simply, the Lord will not bless you by giving you the opportunity to sin or contradict His word. Chances are, if your door, open door, causes you to act according to the fruit of the flesh, like described in Galatians 5, chapter 5, 19, it goes to 20. So, but if it's right here, now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you, as I warned you before, those who do these, who do such things, will not inherit the kingdom of God. So these are not from God, brothers and sisters. So if those are the fruits that you have seen from your decision. So if you get a chance to rob a bank or aggressively confront someone, excuse me, who has hurt you, it's very likely the Holy Spirit is not leading you to do so. I know that may sound a little strange to you. If you've been praying specifically this upcoming opportunity that may be at your lap, it may be an answer to your prayer. It may be. Many times we pray for something, but when God brings the manifestation, we begin to doubt. The truth is, God responds to the prayers of His children. We must know that if we are seeking the Lord for one of His promises towards us, He certainly can answer. Remember, my dear brothers and sisters, nothing is impossible for God. Nothing. In 1 John 5, and this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Remember the key words there, brothers and sisters, according to His will. Right? Very powerful four words, according to His will. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of Him. So, my friends, Proverbs 11:14 reminds us, and I will find it right now for you, Proverbs 11, oh, there we go, 11:14. Here we go. Where there is no guidance, a nation falls, but in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. That reminds us that victory is won through the advice of many counselors. So if you're unsure, whatever opportunity has come up onto your lap, if this is from God, seek a person who operates in wisdom. When you do so, they will be able to recognize possible conflicts without the emotional attachment. You know, they're not going to try to give you the answer you're hoping to hear. They're going to give you the answer that they feel is true, that is honest and genuine. So you have to, you know, think about that. Although you should not be vulnerable to everyone, right? Pray that God will highlight a person that you can confide to and ask some what their thoughts are. If you are experiencing a high level of discomfort in your current situation, this open door may be God's opportunity to release you from your peril, right? And I can think of several people in this situation going through daily discomfort. And hopefully, excuse me, hopefully someone presents my friends with an open door that is a godly, divine will open door. This does not mean that discomfort is a sign that you're in the wrong place. Not always. God uses struggle and suffering to sharpen and refine us and birth something new. So we can't always throw, as they say, the baby out with the bathwater. But sometimes we hold on tightly, too tightly, my friends, to situations that are destructive. In our request to not give up, we stand in God's way when He provides a way of escape. Much like the story of Joseph, we have to be willing to move from the prison to the palace. We have to be willing to allow God to transition us into our new thing. Remember, when God is calling you to release something, it is not defeat, but it's actually what? That's right, it's victory. There are times when God blesses you and you don't see it coming. Your obedience, giftings, and humble spirit simply open doors that you didn't have to ask for. So consider the story of Saul, right? In First Samuel chapter 9. Though he never asked to be king, God saw fit for him to walk in a new anointing. Some open doors are so huge that if you knew ahead of time, you would allow doubt and your personal insecurities to sabotage your open door. Oh my goodness, does this ever speak to me, my friends? I don't know if it speaks to you, but it certainly speaks to me. You know, if I had only known what was ahead of me, maybe I wouldn't have stressed so much, or maybe I wouldn't have cried so much and worried and lost sleep so much. But brothers and sisters, maybe that's my own little weakness in my faith and doubt, and I don't profess to be some perfect announcer here. I'm just like you, and I am weak a lot of the times. I'm mostly imperfect, but I am striving towards holiness like all of us. Throughout the Bible, we see that the Lord speaks to us sometimes in dreams. It's in these moments where we cannot object or stand in the way that God can minister to our hearts. And from showing me my future children to my current ministry of being a part of this beautiful family called Radio Maria Canada, Radio Maria, the world, Radio Maria, the Lord gave me dreams to confirm what He was doing. Rather than dismissing your dreams as random thoughts of the day, keep a journal and write out what you can recall in the morning. The Lord may be speaking about your next opportunity. You just may be too distracted to perceive it, much like God put Adam to sleep before creating his greatest gifts. God may use your resting time to birth a new plan in you. Brothers and sisters, who does that sound like to you in our holy family? Right? Right. Joseph. Right? Sleeping Joseph. I have my sleeping Joseph statue right by my bed. And when I'm praying the prayer to Saint Joseph or the novena, I hold his feet. And it brings such peace to me. If your open door is a blessing to many around you, my dear friends, it may be from the Lord. This can be tricky, though, at times. I've come to learn that not every good idea is a God idea, no matter how many people may benefit from it. Wow, that's a thought, huh? Nonetheless, God-given opportunities can have a positive ripple effect for other people. We are called, my brothers and sisters, to be a blessing to each other. When we do so, this brings glory to the God we represent. So take a moment, my friends. Evaluate how walking through this door that might be on your lap right now as we speak will positively or negatively affect others. Okay? So let's think about that one. All right. Okay. I'm just, as you can hear, my little computer decided it wants to freeze a little. Oh, boy. Okay, let's see if we can get it to go all right. So it's decided to behave one way, and now we can go to the next one. Let's see. Bear with me, everyone. Okay, so if your door, right, as I said, is a blessing to others, right? We talked about that, right? It may not be a God idea, but we'll, you know. But if there is a positive ripple effect for others, you know, then it does definitely come from the Lord, right, my friends? Okay. So, brothers and sisters, here is a prayer to remember that God makes everything beautiful. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. Yes, everything is beautiful in its time. Right? Everything is beautiful. I can remember a time when a verse like this would cause much frustration. I would read this verse in a time of despair and think, Lord, how could you make this beautiful? How could a moment of loss or tragedy or abandonment ever seen in a positive light? And this, and you know, and for maybe some of you, this has been especially true, right? So a friend of mine was sharing this story with me. And I share this with you. In 2017, it felt like everything was falling apart. My father-in-law had passed away. My church friends all had become foes, and my husband was battling chronic illness. During all this, I was pregnant. Although that was a joyous occasion, birthing something new amidst a sea of pain was not an enjoyable experience. Yet, I could not help but remind myself, one day the Lord will make this beautiful. One day the Lord will show his glory through it all. I believe this feeling was also shared by the lame man in John 5. And though this man remains nameless, the Bible says he had been in a paralyzed condition for 38 years. Excuse me. In the passage in John 5, the first five verses, we see a man who was desperate to be healed, and healed to no avail. It is believed that the very place that he had laid at the sheep gate pool would be where angels would come at certain times, stir up the waters and bring healing. All that was required was to be the first in the water. So for many years, the man was strategically placed to be set free from his condition. And unfortunately, time and time again, he was overlooked, stepped over, and was never able to be the first in the pool. In reading the words found in John, we can feel the agony and frustration he must have felt. I'm certain he would wrestle with the phrase, "He makes everything beautiful." Sometimes disappointment can make us doubt God's greatest gift. So, let me just move on, brothers. I'm so happy that the story doesn't end here. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I'm coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. John 5, verses 6 to 9. In an instant, I snap my fingers, you hear that snap? With a single sentence, Jesus changed the trajectory of his life. He went from one who was in a desperate need to one who was fully healed. Praise God. His life has become a testimony for the many who had ignored him and tossed him aside for their own gain. God truly made it all beautiful in his time, in God's time. He was a living, breathing, walking testimony of God's goodness. So, brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you with the words we do find in Ecclesiastes 3:11. He makes all things beautiful. You may feel disappointed or discouraged now. You may not understand why things have unfolded the way they have in your life. Yet we know, here's what we know to be true. We serve a God who loves his children. He sees all. And he knows all. He is all powerful and he has not forgotten you. Okay? Another story I would like to share with you. In 2017, I experienced this as the Lord brought complete healing to my husband, rectified our ministry woes, and allowed us to birth a beautiful baby girl named Heavenly Joy. And for the man we find in John 5, we see that his 38 years of pain have turned into a testimony that over 2,000 years later, we can still rejoice about. God really, my dear friends, does turn things around. Let us not grow weary in the wait, okay? So hang in there. I know that sounds easier said than done, but believe me when I'm telling you, hang in there. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to the awesomeness, the power of Almighty God. He knows what you're going through. He knows the end result. He knows. He remember, my friends, none of us are here on this earth by accident. God sought us out. God allowed us to come. He created us. He has a purpose for every living soul on this earth. I don't care from what religion you are. I don't care from what color you may be. It doesn't matter. God loves all his children, not some, all. And he loves you, and he will help you if you open your heart. Just open it up. You know, maybe you've been banging into walls and thinking this is going to work out and it falls apart. Then what have you got to lose? Open your heart to our blessed God. Say it. Cry out to him with your hands open up to the sky and say, Lord, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this by myself. I need you. Open your heart. And when you say it, my friends, trust him that he's there with you. He knows what you're going through. So let's pray. Father, I thank you for your limitless wisdom. Although I may not always understand why things are happening, you do. You go before me and keep me even in my darkest hours. I thank you for using my moments of sadness as a starting point for a miracle to take place. Help me to embrace your process for me. Thank you, Lord, that you make all broken things new and beautiful. In Jesus' name, amen. In the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And with that, have a blessed afternoon. Bye for now, everyone.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day. If I